Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today on Daily Pop, has Brad Pitt been keeping Hollywood's biggest relationship a secret? Yes, guys, Brad seems to be having a new leading lady in his life, German model Nicole Paltrowski. Here's what we know. They were spotted in the south of France together. She is 27. He's 56. 30-year age gap, just about. And get this, they were actually seen together at the Hollywood Bowl back in November 2019. Now, these photos, they just surfaced. They are at the Kanye West concert. They're looking pretty happy. So this has possibly been going on for a while. What do you think about this?
I was so, when I got this rundown this morning, I was like, how did we not even see this coming? But first of all, those photos are not new. I saw those photos. This is when those photos came out months ago when everyone was speculating that he was dating that Alia Shawkat girl. And obviously, like, it's right in front of our faces. He's obviously talking to this girl. And even then I noticed, like, oh, he's talking to her, but, like, didn't think anything of it. I am so happy that he's found somebody and, like, living his best life. And I'm happy that we didn't know for as long as we did.
Ooh.
Justin. Ooh. I love it.
Look, I love Brad Pitt, and I just want him to be happy. But if this is not a midlife move, I'm going to call it, not a midlife crisis, but a move, I just don't know what it is. I don't know if dating somebody 30 years your junior is the smartest thing to do. And it just screams to me, give me a red Corvette. Give me another motorcycle. Let me learn how to fly a plane. I just don't know.
Brad Pitt, of course he's going to date a model who's 27. He's never done this before, by the way. He's only dated women who have been actresses and have been sort of his equal and been relatively close in age.
This is why I think it's a crisis.
I don't know why, though. Here's the thing, though, Brad has been through so much over these last few years. Like, we all love him, and I'm just like, live your best life, man. I mean, if you're having fun, like, I just am happy to see him happy. She seems like she speaks 5 languages. I did my little research on her, by the way. She's a mother of one. She has a little boy who's, like, the cutest boy I've ever seen. She only has, like, 1 photo of him up on her Instagram, but cute little boy. She's also speaks 5 languages. She's a model. She's successful. She's gorgeous. And she started a foundation for sharks.
How old is she?
27. Imagine, hold on.
Again, I am sorry. I know everybody loves Brad Pitt, but Carissa, if you were 17 years old and your daddy got a divorce and came home with somebody 10 years older than you, bitch, you'd be on fire.
I think it's different when your dad is Brad Pitt, though. I feel like if it was our dad's, it gets weird. It's a bad look. That's when it's really a midlife crisis or a midlife move. That, like, when you're Brad Pitt, like, all bets are off. You don't age. Have you seen her photographs?
That's literally true.
Went through all 53 of them on the Daily Mail this morning. The girl is stunning.
She's so pretty. And you're right there, Morgan, because you're right. If that happened with my dad, I'd freak me out. But I do have friends whose fathers do date younger and have dated notoriously younger over the years, and you kind of just get used to it and say, like, that's my dad. That's what my dad does.
Oh my God. I also want to say this. Kudos to Brad Pitt, because I've always said this and I'm going to say it again. If one celebrity tells me, I can't get privacy here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I will point you to this photo and tell you that Brad Pitt has allegedly been dating this woman since November. He has not only had privacy, he has kept it a secret, and he is one of the most famous men in the world. And I do not want to hear a peep out of anybody asking for privacy.
He got a decoy. That's why Alia was so clutch for him, because everybody was speculating that he was dating the the famous girl next to him. And the fact that he went for the model under the radar, I love it even more. Makes me so happy for him.
Yeah, he definitely knows how to keep a secret. And I do wonder if he was ready for us to find out now that we're seeing all these
100%.
Photos.
I think 100%.
You're right. They've been together long enough.
For sure. And his divorce was kind of settled. I think he wanted to smooth things over as much as possible, because let me just tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you are going through a divorce and a custody battle with somebody and there's still some money up in the air, the last thing you want to do is throw in a new spouse. That'll derail everything. So out of respect for the person that you are going into, you know, these divorce settlement talks with, and also out of respect for your kids and your cash, maybe keep your boo a secret like Brad Pitt did for so long. And that's why I think he's coming out now, because it's kind of smooth.
And also because of the fact that he probably feels like, okay, this is serious enough. I'm interested in this girl enough to show her up. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if it was 3 months and it was kind of iffy, why go public with that? Just so people can jump on top of it, speculate, and then it ends before they even got to really decide if they want to be together. And the south of France, he still has that house there. I thought he had to give that up. I'm so happy to see that he still has it. Love it.
You're not going to go there.
All right, guys.
No.
But we can dream. We can dream. Let's move on, because it's Denise Richards versus everybody and an explosive 3-part Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. Take a look.
You guys are so vicious. You really are. It's actually kind of mean.
Oh, f***ing shut up. Denise, you lie.
You're new to the group, right?
Yes.
We know that.
I only said nice things about you.
Kyle, stop.
I've seen your tweets.
You actually said you said way worse things about me.
According to who? Brandy?
You just said it.
When was the last time we've ever talked about sex?
You bring up your husband's penis almost every show.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Are you going to let my small disdain for your clothes get in the way of our friendship? That's silly.
She said disdain.
You came to my charity event, raised your paddle to donate $5,000 and never paid.
What?
I feel like you're trying to discredit this.
I'm showing all sides.
I mean, except Brandy's side.
I feel that the cover-up is worse than the crime.
Of course you are Denise f***ing Richards.
And guess who brought up the threesome? Lisa f***ing Rinna.
The whole f***ing world knows about Denise's husband going and getting a happy ending from like a 100-year-old woman. It was purely accidental.
Did she leave?
She just left.
Just is freaking out. All the drama goes down Wednesday night on Bravo. This season, who do you think was the biggest villain here? They're all ganging up on Denise.
I think the biggest villain is Denise's lapse in judgment, to be completely honest. Because if Denise did not hook up with Brandy, all she had to do was say, I didn't hook up with Brandy. Goodbye. Let's stop talking about this. But also, if Denise did hook up with Brandy, we are in 2020. And you are right. You are Denise effing Richards. If you would have looked to the camera and said, so what? I kissed a girl and I liked it. Nobody would care. People would applaud her. But also, you are Denise effing Richards. You could have had any woman in America. If you did hook up with Brandy, shame on you to eat where you shit or whatever. Shit where you eat. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. The eating is just, the references is too much. But listen, I agree with you. I don't think any of the ladies were, like, particularly a villain. I just think they were really trying to get to the bottom of something. Unfortunately, it really is no one's business, but this is the nature of reality television. What's no one's business becomes everybody's business. I don't think Denise fully understands what she signed up for and the purpose of being on a show like this. You gotta own it.
Will she come back?
Success.
Is she gonna come back?
Of course, money,
I hate this rice cake.
The money is too good, and everybody has a rough second season. It's called the second season curse. You always go through a hard time your second season. Your third and your fourth, you fly.
You come back stronger.
Yeah. Everybody has a time, yeah.
I cannot wait to see this reunion. Okay, coming up, Keke Palmer is here and revealing some secrets about the upcoming VMAs, plus why she's coming for Beyonce? What?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is that my girl, Keke?
Is that my boy, Justin Sylvester? Hey, babe.
How are you?
I'm so good. It's good to see you, love.
By the way, is anybody's bag safe? Because I feel like you are just getting every job under the sun, okay?
You better stop.
Are you excited about this VMA?
Honey, I'm too excited about this. First of all, I mean, like, the VMAs. Like, I love the VMAs. I've watched it always growing up. So to be hosting is insane, but then also the opportunity to just have fun and cut up is just gonna be too much.
Cut up. I know you are already about to bring it to the mat. As a host, I know you get to see all the sneak peeks, all the performances before everybody goes. Which performance are you most excited to see take that stage?
Well, I'm most excited, I'll say, for BTS. But everyone's going to put on a great show. I'm excited. I haven't been able to see as much as I would usually be, usually in this kind of scenario. But because of COVID and everything and just trying to keep safe, we've all been pretty separated. So I don't really know. You know, I may know what some of the locations are, but I don't know what kind of show everyone is putting on. Ooh. But BTS, I just know, always brings it, and it's history being made. K-pop group performing on the VMA stage. This is awesome. It needs to happen. I'm excited.
So I'm let everyone know, Keke gonna be extra. She gonna be all out there.
Bring in the looks, bring in the comedy.
This is the looks. Are we going full Beyonce, where we're changing every hair, where we're changing nail polishes? Like, how many looks are we talking? And is it going to be insane?
I'm a Virgo, baby. I'm bringing you full Beyonce. We're not half-stepping. I'm bringing every look that I possibly can give down, okay? Just get ready. Get your phone ready, because you're going to have to... Whoop. It's going to be coming so quick, you're going to need to take a picture every time.
My favorite VMA moment ever was when Britney had that snake.
Yeah, that's iconic. That's
iconic. What are some of your most memorable and unforgettable VMA moments?
I think that's definitely one, but when I think about Beyonce being like, I'm pregnant, got you, that was a gag. I mean, that was just like, I can't believe you're letting us in like this. You know, she'll tell us nothing.
Oh my God, you know who would have loved the VMAs if she was alive? Breonna Taylor.
And the fact that we're fighting so hard like this for these people to be put on trial for literally committing a crime, this is, the way that they're protecting them, I wish that they was protecting Breonna like that. We gotta, let's just stop with the bull and let's just love each other and let's heal each other. Let's try to be there for each other. You know, let's try to give more balance, to all of this.
100%. Are you so excited about this album coming out?
I'm so excited because, some of these songs I had and then some were, kind of added on to in this whole attitude of the project was produced during the beginning of quarantine and kind of just like, the whole, oh my gosh, 2020 is about to be an insane year. How can I express or kind of find an escape to this? And that became the project. And I had all the time that I usually don't have, which is, it's funny how things can be so ironic like that. But in the spirit of it, it's lighthearted. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's flirty. It's chill. And it's funny. I mean, we have a bunch of little, kind of some little surprises in there for those listeners. And so I just wanted to kind of give that bit of relief with the project.
Well, my mama's going to be like, is that Akilah singing like that? I'm like,
why mama's always got to bring up old stuff?
Why mama's always got to bring up old stuff? But like, for people who maybe not know this side of you, because I'm not going to lie, when I first heard Sticky, I was like, oh.
Is she? I know.
I didn't know Keke was Oh my God. I cannot wait to watch you on the VMAs. Congratulations. Good luck. Make sure that hair is laid and ready, girl.
Honey, because period.
I'm going to be watching.
I can't wait. Thank you, love.
Oh my gosh, what a fun interview.
I know.
The VMAs.
So sweet. Thank you.
The VMAs air Sunday on MTV. So cute. All right, Justin, you mentioned Breonna Taylor, and we also have to talk about what's happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin. People are outraged after state investigators declared Jacob Blake, a black man who was shot 7 times in the back after a run-in with police. Last night, the NBA playoffs teams did not take the court to stand in solidarity. Players from the Major League Baseball and Major League Soccer also showed their support. And please watch what happened when former NBA player and commentator Kenny Smith talked about this issue on TNT's Inside the NBA.
As a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
And figure out what happens after that. Yeah, I just don't feel equipped to do that.
And I respect that.
Everybody was unified in their decision. I respect that.
Wow. Celebrities like Beyonce, Kevin Hart, Demi Lovato, and so many more are sharing their outrage and prayers for Blake. What was your reaction to everyone taking a stand?
You know, for me, it's kind of sad that even after Breonna Taylor, after George Floyd, after Trayvon Martin, we are still here and still having to take a stand against this. And what's even sadder is, what are people doing when we're not watching? What are you doing when there's not somebody sitting there with a camera? Mm-hmm. And it's really upsetting that the only way we can get this on the news or get this out is if we take a stand, if we get up and we walk out of a room. So with that being said, I love you guys from the bottom of my heart, but as a black man, I have to take a stand, and I'm going to stand in solidarity with Jacob Blake, Breonna Taylor, and Elijah McClain.
I would too.
Yeah. I totally respect honestly, that, it's, Justin.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's gotten to the point where, I mean, we can talk about outrage and prayers, and as Justin just said, but it's like enough is enough at this point. Like the fact that people are being treated this way is just, it's beyond unacceptable. And the fact that there is nothing being actually done, there's been no law put in place, there's been nothing that's been implemented to protect people and make people feel equal. I mean, this man was walking away from police officers with nothing. He went to his car with his 3 children. And they had to not only shoot him once, but 7 times after they already tased him. These people shouldn't be handed guns. That is the problem. It's literally like giving my newborn baby a gun and saying, oh, figure out how to use that. Like, I just don't understand how that's even something that is even allowed to happen, especially after everything. Like, does the whole, like, I don't understand at this point, like, do people want the world to flip upside down and burn down? Because that's what's going to happen. I mean, you have the NBA, you have the Baseball League. I mean, these people are not going to stand for this. We're not going to watch them play sports.
Did not play as well. They wore shirts with 7 bullet holes on there. They boycotted their game. We have Naomi Osaka canceled her tennis match. You know, people are really trying to get this out there and make attention where it deservedly needs. And
absolutely.
You know, Justin, I'm proud of you for doing what you got to do. All right, we'll be right back.
Exactly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. In case you missed it, Justin is not here. Before the break, he walked off in solidarity with the protests against the Jacob Blake shooting, and we support him 100%. But we are here to keep the 100%. Show going. All right, we have some exciting news happening. There was a baby that came. And we're so excited. Congratulations to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. They've had a baby girl, Daisy Dove Bloom. She was born yesterday. And I love the announcement. It was such a cool way to do it. They paired up with UNICEF. They encourage people to support children in need. They're both Goodwill ambassadors for the organization. And they've been involved for many, many, many years. And I just love that they gave that spotlight on UNICEF. I mean, I found myself donating last night and reading all about it. So it worked. I mean, I thought this was such a special way to announce the birth of your child.
I like it. I thought it was really well done. I appreciated it. And it's true. It just like lets everybody know. I mean, they obviously had a beautiful baby girl who's extremely fortunate. They don't have to really worry about anything. And so it was nice that they sort of included other people in this and said, listen, we're happy about this, but like there are a lot of other people that need a lot more than we do. So put your attention to them. I thought it was really, really well done.
Daisy Bloom. That's cute.
Daisy Bloom. Yeah,
Daisy
that's very cute.
Bloom.
Wow.
And very Katy Perry.
I had never put it with Bloom. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So happy for them. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Kate Winslet is the queen of love scenes, but she tells The Hollywood Reporter they're not like eating a sandwich. Kate and her co-star Saoirse Ronan choreographed the love scene in their new movie, Ammonite. Kate says it's the least self-conscious she's ever felt about filming a scene like that. Wow. Least self-conscious. I wonder what the secret sauce was. Maybe it was Saoirse?
Maybe it was with a girl. Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe she felt more comfortable.
Maybe. Fun fact about Kate Winslet. She learned how to free dive for her new role in Avatar 2. She says her longest dive was 7 minutes and 14 seconds, which means she can hold her breath for that long. Is she serious? Did she practice that?
I mean, I love that the question's like, could you do that? No, absolutely not. I could not do that. I could barely breathe sitting in this chair right now. I mean, I know that there's practice that goes into it and you need to kind of get up to that level. But I mean, that's a lot. That's a hard commitment. I don't think I'd ever achieve 7 minutes of holding my breath.
Yeah. Rebecca, our producer, called us this morning and said, so how long can you guys hold your breath? I'm like, I don't know, Rebecca. I haven't timed myself lately, but I'm pretty sure it's not 7 minutes. Avatar 2 is Kate's second time working with the director, James Cameron, and she says he's chilled out in the 23 years since Titanic. The last time they worked together, Kate spent her 21st birthday filming the life raft scene in the freezing cold, the one where she would not scoot over and make room for our poor Leo. I will never get over that.
Never forgiving her.
Such a big
never
door.
Never forgiving her for that.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow, we are breaking down the VMA's most memorable moments. Have a great day, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.